Thanks for tuning in to our 49ers radio podcast. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here with linebacker Chris Borland. And Chris, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Very excited.
Hey, so what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to be a San Francisco 49er?
I was thrilled. I think I had been projected to go a little bit higher by some people, but it was really a blessing in disguise to fall to such a great team. Got a chance to meet with Coach Harbaugh a little bit at the combine, and obviously know a few guys on the staff and on the roster. So to fall to the Niners was absolutely awesome.
Chris, Taylor here. We watched plenty of your games here on the West Coast. Always enjoyed watching Wisconsin football these last few years, and seemed like you're always in the middle of the action. Tell us about your style of play and how you can contribute to what the 49ers do here.
Well, thank you. I've always loved the position of linebacker. Didn't get a chance to play a lot of it until college. But just enjoy being in the middle of the defense, enjoy making calls, and getting a chance to be involved in every play. And that's the way I try to play. Get after it, be aggressive, play smart. And I think the 49ers recognize that, and I think it's a great match. We switched to a 3-4 this past year, and we actually even did some specific things that the Niners do. So I'm really excited to get to work.
What was it like running kind of some of those same systems that the 49ers are running? What were you guys doing specifically, and was that enjoyable for you?
It was great. My first 4 years at Wisconsin, we were a 4-3, and this past year we got a new head coach and a new defensive coordinator, and we went to the 3-4. What we did specifically that was the same, we had a few blitzes that were just identical. More generally, in our 3-4, we played it the same way. Our inside linebackers would two-gap, our nose would play the backside of the A-gap, and very similar. We actually watched some film of Bowman and Willis, so great guys to learn from, two of the best in the league, and just a great defense to be a part of.
Yeah, what did you like when you were watching Bowman and Willis there on the inside and the way that they rush the passer?
Well, they're both great blitzers, and that's something I tried to emulate. You know, our couple of the blitzes we implemented from the Niners were me up the middle, and I think Bowman and Willis are both great examples of that, and more generally, just the way they play the run. I think they're both very instinctive and always find them around the ball.
Chris, tell us about your experience at the draft. How were you watching it? Who was around? And the phone call, that moment. Just give us an explanation and a story about what that was like, all your work as a football player coming true to that moment right there in time.
It was really incredible. I think probably the best moment of my life, really, up to this point. I was with my family, a few friends, and we were at a little restaurant kind of in a private area, and got the call. It was actually a couple picks picks before the Niners were up, so I thought at first it was the Lions, and then I thought it was the Rams, but was absolutely thrilled when Coach Harbaugh spoke to me on the phone, and I understood it was the Niners, and my whole family went crazy, and it was just a great moment.
Yeah, you're a three-time All Big Ten selection. Tell us about your college career there in Madison. I imagine you have to feel pretty proud of the way you left that program.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to get to play at Wisconsin. We had a lot of success while I was there, and I think individual awards oftentimes are just a result of team success. So we had a lot of guys, get individual accolades, but we were three-time Big Ten champions, won 10 games another season, and it was just a great place to play college football, a great place to go to school, and we got a lot of lifelong friends from that experience, so wouldn't trade the last 5 years for anything, but very excited for what's to come in the future.
Now, Chris, Scott and I here, we do the website for the team, and we cover the social media, all the things the guys are tweeting about, and sort of getting to know our prospects. And you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I couldn't help but notice that you didn't have a Twitter account. So are you just so, all about football that you're not really into the social media, or did we overlook the search part of trying to find your Twitter account?
No, you're right. I don't have a Twitter. love of football is definitely a little bit a part of it. It's more or less just never really that enthralled with Twitter. I had one a few years ago and just wasn't doing it for me, so got rid of it and don't really miss it.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. We just wanted to confirm for our fans, because the 49er faithful, they love to connect with our players. So there's any fake Twitter accounts out there for Chris Borland, don't buy the hype because he doesn't have one.
Now, Chris, you're also going to be teamed up with Ohio State running back Carlos Hyde, a guy I'm assuming you know well. Tell me what you know about him.
Well, I know a lot about Carlos. I've scouted him for the last few years as a running back for Ohio State and went up against him a couple of times. He's a great player. Got a chance to speak with him a little bit, I believe, at the Combine. And he seems like a nice guy, definitely a good competitor, and he's got a lot of talent. So it'll be great to be with him. Also, played with Jimmy Ward at the Senior Bowl. So he seemed like an awesome pick in round one, and can't wait to get to work with him on defense.
Chris, how soon do you get out here, and what's your thoughts on just joining the offseason program and getting right to work?
Well, we're going to have a couple of days. Starting tomorrow, I fly out, and I think it's more general things like a physical and visits. And but then the offseason for me and for the team starts, at least the rookie, starts the 23rd. So I'm excited to get out there tomorrow and meet some people and see the facility in the area, but even more excited for in a few weeks when we get to actually start playing some football.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Chris. I know 49ers fans are equally as excited to see you play, so thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.